As we mentioned earlier, Iran's government is strongly rejecting U.S. accusations. For more reaction from Iran, we turn to Sattar Saeed. He's with the BBC Persian Service interactive program Your Turn, and he's been monitoring how Iranians are responding online.
In social media, like Facebook and Twitter, there is a doubtful environment against the charge. They are not necessarily backing the Iranian regime on this matter. They think it sounds a bit dodgy. And at the same time, like, I think 30% or 40% of the other comments that we received on Facebook and Twitter say this is Iranian regime and he can do such a thing. Here are some comments we received on Facebook page. Saeed from Iran says, "We can't trust America's words. It might be a lie." Shiraga from Afghanistan, a Farsi speaker, says it's just an alibi to bomb Iran again. Behnam from Tehran says even the stupidest government would not do such a thing that America claims Iran has done. By the way, there are some other comments, like Ahmad from Isfahan saying Iran's support of terrorism is not a new thing, from assassinating the oppositions outside Iran to its role in explosions in Argentina and Lebanon and supporting the insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, the Iranian government has said they had no part in the plot. They denied it. They said the accusations are fabricated. Doesn't that kind of reaction stir up more feelings of distrust inside Iran toward the government?
You know, interestingly, I want to think about something else. I saw a sentence which is Iranian Facebookers are sharing today. It says, "Do you think we do not have a Saudi ambassador over here in Iran?" It means that should Iran send someone to the U.S. to kill a Saudi diplomat, if the Iranian regime wants to do it, it can do inside Iran.
Elaborate a bit more on that, on the relationship between Iran and Saudi Arabia. How do Iranians feel about Saudis?
If you talk about the recent, you know, so-called Arab Spring in the region, there are some, you know, the competition between Iran and Saudi Arabia. They are trying to get the most out of these revolutions. So in this regard, some people say that the relationship between Iran and Saudi Arabia is not in a good situation at this moment, and the United States wants to use this charge to worsen this situation.
I mean, what are the two countries trying to get out of the Arab Spring? Because notably, Iran and Saudi Arabia, neither of them have had any uprisings.
Of course not. You know, and the interesting thing is that it's definitely this allegation worsens the relationship between Iran and U.S. rather than Iran and Saudi Arabia. Now there is a huge task in U.S. officials' hand. They need to prove that Iran has been behind this plot. If they can prove, then they can get the next step and then can convince their European allies to put necessary pressure on Iran. But if they cannot prove it and the doubt goes on, then I think the Iranian regime will be winner in this matter.
Sattar Saeed with the BBC Persian Service interactive program, Your Turn. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.